Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Shall we be upstanding for the national anthem?
God bless the homeland, Ghana, and make our nation great and strong, bold to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right. Fill our heart with true humility, make a cherished feeling soon to see, and help us to resist the prayers of truth with all our will.
Right, we're reading our foundation scripture, John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. We will be upstanding for the reading of God's word. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Sempanwa mikenka ye you know hanin sempa itra ye do me you know e more yet you know any at you know back home and sempano said you honey chira kuma you know itra ye do me you know e more yet you near do you know back home at if you ask him who was say and quite if you womb mummy and tear radius.
Now he'll have football on all about sorry best story of fashion as anymore. I know about Philip of Beside the Wagalea and Chenobe Catching is Ura. You perceive who Yesu. I know about Philip of Beside the Wagalea and Chenobe Catching is Ura. You perceive who Yesu.
On the 62nd anniversary celebration, independence anniversary celebration of the Republic of Ghana, I would love to read you Psalm number 33, verse number 12 to 22. Psalm 33, verses number 12 through to 22. Psalm 33, verses 12 until 22. The Bible blesses the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people who he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven and beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looked upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike and considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waited for the Lord, for he is our help and our shield, and our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we have hope in thee. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Sempano said ye you know Israel nyom itchad adriasamian sa yimua ye itum you know ekopem adionum you know Israel nyom adriasamian sa itra yimua eye idum you know ekopem adionum you know mumi interrade.
In shining crofu a wunyan kopon de rade. Ne omaya where you won de aye onwara na pedia de. Eradi frisroche, uhuni nipa menina, ọtẹ tẹna brẹ na ọhẹ asase so fo nyina ọno na ọnyo na wo nyina akoma ohu onwuma nyina mu ọhene biara mfa edom dodo indi nkonim ọbrane mfa ahoden kese enye ne ho enkwagye mu ọponko ọponko ye adehunu na wọn mfa na ho den dodo enye onipa hye ewurade ani wo won a osuro no so e wo won a won ani da na do ye so no so se obeji won kra firi wo mu na ama wanya enkwa ekom mu yen kra chen ewurade yen boafo ne yen chem ne ene no na ne mu na yen akoma beto yen yam efi se ye de ho ato ne din kronkron ne so ewurade mo wado yen tena yen so se de ani da wo so
you read the last line
ewurade ma wado yen tena yen so se de ani da wo so no.
Ladies and gentlemen, may God bless the reading of His Word. You may be seated in God's presence. I welcome everybody one more time to this very special service. A prophetical word that the Lord is giving me to give to this nation. So enjoy, you know, as we present it. The grace of God will be your portion. Amen. All right. When I look at our national colors, the red is the blood, a significant metaphor, a metaphorical presentation of the blood of our fathers, our founding fathers. The yellow or gold represents the enrichment, the rich resources that God has blessed this nation with. The green is the vegetational lines of this country in all the things that the Lord has blessed us. And then the black star is, you know, the hope of Africa, the synergistic unity of this continent. When I look at the ideals that build up this thing, and I look at where Ghana stands, it prompts me to put Ghana in a SWOT analysis: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I wouldn't want to follow that conscript too much, but it brings me to, you know, a retrospection. Let us go back and look at where we have come from since independence. Maybe let's go even further and look at where this country have come from Gold Coast. We were so wealthy to the point that the colonial masters called our coast a coast of gold. That is how enriched we were. We're so blessed to the point that you couldn't compare us to any country on the face of the earth. We are so uniquely positioned. Even our geographical location is a miracle in itself. Ladies and gentlemen, I look at Ghana at this particular moment, and it really pushes me to look at our leaders, because everything rises and falls on leadership. I didn't say everything rises and falls on a leader. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Leadership is a combination of the leader and the willing people. So what all these other countries are doing that Ghana is not able to do is not just a contribution of leadership, because wherever there are problems, it could be a leadership problem, it could be a financial, a resource problem, it could be a visionary problem, it could also be, you know, the unwillingness of the people. Tell you, before I will drop the dust, saith the Lord, I possibly will have to bring you to a synoptical preamble or prologue or introduction, so you understand what we are talking about. A lot of the people in this generation do not even know Ghana's history, because we don't do history in school anymore. The thing that is even going on, the people of the day, even the educationists of the day, are altering history. Therefore, we'll be some of you, you know, about historical content and fact. They have no idea what you are talking about. And so I will want to, you know, trace why we are here. America. No matter something, I could pay visa some UK. I know pay be you as some more. I'm not joking. Upia, or you're responsible for the chief of staff's office. Umi radio name. Upia, or you're responsible for His Excellency's office. Umi radio name. Upia, were responsible for the IGP's office in New Radio. Sana will be a minister of state, member of parliament, a citizen of this country. Be a radio name and someone who will pay. Who be Tien Samoa? Munsusu said, if it's me, I can't ascend there. And someone would die. When Ghana became independent or received or gained independence, it was amazing. Our population was not as it was today. So, I mean, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, our very first president, had it very easy. I'm telling you, there was nothing like competing with a depreciating city. Our GDP growth was when we had only taken over from our colonial masters. And therefore, ladies and gentlemen, there was nothing like a struggle whatsoever. We had revenues that they left for us. I mean, if we did not have revenues, our best revenue is our human resource. We had it to our advantage and we did not joke with it. Tienyepa, because I have a message from God. So Dr. Nkrumah took over office from the 29th of February, 21st September. I ran this country right down. 1957, when, you know, he took over with the CPP group, when they took over, you know, from independence, when we saw the colors of Kinte on an open-top vehicle. Ghana was a proud country. We were ready to face any other nation. Then in 1966, we ousted Dr. Nkrumah after 9 years. Who will want to put out a government that have built so much, like Japan Textiles, Akosombo Textiles, Akosombo Dam? Who will put up a government who have built things like the Tema Harbor, the Tema, you know, industrial city? Who will put up somebody who have put out factories like the Commander Sugar Factory, the Tomato Sugar Cane and Cotton Factories, the Shoe Factory in Kumasi? Who will put up a government who built so much within the short term, including the Tema Motorway, including the the broadcasting, you know, thing, including all the things that we have gotten into? I mean, it's so interesting when I look round up, like the Insawem Canary. I look at the things that were built, like the Black Star Line. Ghana had a shipping vessel that brought in containers from abroad. We don't have one now. Ghana had, you know, Ghana Airways, a national airliner that flew the national colors all around the world. It was not just one aircraft or two. It was not a rented or a leased aircraft. This is the nation we started with. But why will we put up a government like that? Because Kwame Nkrumah, you know, declared a one-party state and wanted to also declare to be president for life. President for life. Power corrupts, and it corrupts entirely. The moment people is senior, then Tirimode has started by Tirim. And so CIA, America CIA, joined forces with our own people to put out Nkrumah whilst he was on an international errand. He heard there was a coup d'etat in Ghana. It was a very interesting one. Can you just imagine that as a president you travel and you are returning and you hear that you are no more president? You need to divert your return. The coup d'etat was led by Lieutenant General Joseph Atta Ankrah. 24th of February 1966, Lieutenant General Ankrah took over, became head of state from that time right up to the 2nd April 1969. Ladies and gentlemen, at that particular time, it was the National Liberation Council that led this nation. As if we have been cursed with coup d'etats, on the 2nd of April 1969, Brigadier Akwesi Amankwa Efrifa also took out Lieutenant General Ankrah and came in also with the, what is it, National Liberation Council, Kronoa Kasia Dumi Omei. And then in between that time, he regularized governance and appointed an interim president, His Excellency Raphael Ni Ama Oleno, the shortest head of state. He ruled for only 1 month. Only 1 month. 7 August 1970 to the 31st August 1970. Then we appointed the father of His Excellency, the current president, His Excellency, Mr. Edward Akufo-Addo, Senior, on the 31st of August 1970, and he was in office for 2 years to the 13th of January 1972. In between these two ceremonial heads of states, from Raphael Ni Ama Oleno and His Excellency Edward Akufo-Addo Senior, came Ghana's brilliant mind, His Excellency Kofi Abrefa Buzia, as Prime Minister. The young man by the name Buzia, the name Buzia is an abbreviation that forms a word. Best university student in Africa forms the word Buzia. 2 years! Then came that tradition, the UP tradition. And out of UP, Buzia and his people defect and form the PP. They are the same tradition of this ruling government, the National Patriotic Party. When Buzia took over office, it was in the same time that, you know, the ceremonial presidents had ruled. Then, on the 13th of January 1972, General Ignatius Kutu Echambon, the ladies' man, took over office. Don't be too quick to judge General Echambon, one of the brilliant minds that Ghana has produced. He came over with that particular word, domestication. Operation Feed Yourself was one of his visionary concepts and ideas. Ghana, everybody who had a home, ladies and gentlemen, also had a backyard garden, because Echambon did a brilliant work. Farming was, you know, a very common phenomenon. Ladies and gentlemen, this country never starved during General Echambon's tenure. Weakness of that particular government. Every great person has strengths and weaknesses. His weakness drew this country into disrepute, dragged us into some very mad kind of phenomenon, even though his group of governors was the National Redemption Council. His reign or tenure was from the 9th of October, you know, 1975, to the 5th July, 1978. Interesting. He switched his rule and, you know, dissolved, and then we had the Supreme Military Council. It wasn't long. It came another coup d'etat. It was led by Lieutenant General Fred Ekufo on the 5th of July, 1978. This man had a very strict approach to governance because he was a military man and not a politician. Then, on the 4th of June, 1979, junior officers, I'm talking about junior ranking officers, took arms, led by His Excellency Flight Lieutenant Jeremiah John Rawlings, took power. Within a very short time, it was a coup d'etat that led to the killing of all these generals that I mentioned. They lined them up, I'm talking about junior officers, and shot them all dead. I did not remember to tell you that Dr. Nkrumah, listen to how our heads of states died. Dr. Nkrumah died from cancer. Buzia died from a heart attack. They, you know, interim presidents died from terminal ailments. These generals died by bullets. Out of anger, they died by bullets. Ghanaians shouted, "Let the blood flow." And the blood flew. A cow and a warrior knee. Innocent blood. If I consider what was considered as corruption in the lives of General Efrifa, General Ankra, General Echambon, General Ekufu, and the rest of the people, you know, who were, you know, on board, which were killed among the generals, which I have not mentioned. If I consider what was, you know, rated as corruption to the corruption of MPP and corruption of NDC, then all these people should be dead by now. What His Excellency Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings defined as corruption, defined as corruption, you know, have now not been multiplied. It is spreading wildly like mitotic cells. Corruption! To the point, all these our leaders have properties in America, in UK, in Dubai, in Rwanda. They have bought places all over the place. And I'm asking, what did General Efrifa, Ankra, Ekufu, Echampo, what exactly did they do as compared to the corruption of NDC and MPP and the corruption of the people of Ghana? Tell me. Then His Excellency Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings did a brilliant work. What he did was that he led this nation within a very interim and regularized government. So June 4th was between the 4th of June 1979 and then on the 24th of September 1979, it was just about 3 to 4 months, he handed over power to a democratically elected government that was considered as the Third Republic of Ghana. We sworn in a civilian president by the name His Excellency Dr. Hila Liman on the 24th of September 1979. Then on the 31st of December 1981 came back Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings in a coup d'etat and took out the democratic elected president and his government and took over, on the 31st of December 1981 and then remained in power to the 7th of January 1993. 19 years. Including, what is saying, including all those things. Then, my nice, sometimes, honestly, Ghana, Mehemua, Mosu President Yane Rawlings. Mosu President Yane Rawlings. Sometimes, Your Excellency, I know somebody will tell you, or you are watching, sometimes I miss you. I miss you as president. Sometimes I wish you were still the president. When I look at the indiscipline of Ghana, sometimes I just wish you were still in power. Sometimes Ghanaians need to be told what to do vehemently. And you were that person. I watched some of the documentaries of His Excellency and he lifts his hand and says, when I'm talking, don't talk. And you know, I'm going to see some from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning. But I cannot miss you too much, Your Excellency, because it was in your tenure where, the Makola women were stripped naked and beaten between their thighs. It was during your tenure where many businesses collapsed. I cannot miss you too much. It was during your tenure, Your Excellency, where many people ran into exile. Great minds left this nation. I can't miss you too much. And then His Excellency took off the uniform, formed a political party by the name the National Democratic Congress, the NDC, stood on that ticket for an election and won, sworn into office on the 7th of January 1993, was in 2 conservative terms and left office on the 7th of January 2001. When we had the blessing of receiving His Excellency J.A. Kufuor, John Ajikum Kufuor. He took office 7 January 2001 for 2 conservative terms to 7 January 2009 on the ticket of the New Patriotic Party. It was on the tenor of His Excellency President Kufuor where we abolished the criminal libel law that gave people the opportunity to speak freely and express themselves freely on the media. When President J.A. Kufuor took over, it was as if some fresh air was blowing on Ghana. We have been suffocating for a long time, but I think that suffocation was a discipline that Ghana still needs. J.A. Kufuor, led this nation to some very audacious policies, like the National Health Insurance Scheme, like the National, the Metro Mass Transport, like the Capitation Grant, the School Feeding Program. His Excellency, John Ajikum Kufuor, will be remembered for a lot of things, and all these other great men will also be remembered. Listen, I'm trying to tell, sometimes they put others down and lift others. I'm trying to say that all these guys did fairly well. They all, interestingly, when even MPP wanted President Kufuor to reabenim and put Nanado at that time, he said no. Walked away with dignity and we swore in His Excellency, the President, John Evans Atta Mills, on the 7th of January 2009. He was in office up to the 24th of July 2012. 2.5 years he died in office. May the Lord bless and keep the soul of His Excellency John Evans Atta Mills. At least we had the president who can declare Ghana, God of the Bible is your God. The only president who abolished the pouring of libation from our national platform. Idol worship was not his game. Do you know? Can't say much. When His Excellency died, something left Ghana. BB too free Ghana. So I can't tell what it was. His Vice President, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, took over, finished his term from the 24th July 2012. Then was sworn into office because he won the election and became president for one term. To the 7th of January 2017, he brought his thing to an end. So 24th of July 2012 to the 7th of January 2017. Then we had this beautiful president, His Excellency. Let me salute His Excellency because all the things that I'm about to say will go to the desk of His Excellency. Treasure, a blessing. The news people call him all kinds of names and I believe he deserves it because he toiled through almost 3 times trying to be president and the grace of God found him. As a matter of fact, the people in MPP who were not Christians turned into Christians running from an all night to another one because they really desperately wanted to be in power. A lot of people said, His Excellency, you know, our president, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo, could never be president. People even prophesied in the name of the Lord. But God's grace found him and he is now president. Now, I am about to tell you the mind of God, but I want to do a retrospection in all the leadership. First of all, I want to say that what I'm about to say has nothing to do with persons, but only with issues. I want to tell, Willie, I want to tell, you know, everybody who is watching and listening to us, you know, that Ghana is in a battlefield or on a battlefield. You have the likes of Nkrumah, the likes of Ankra, Efrifa, Ekufu, Oleno, Akufo-Addo Senior, the likes of Busia, to the point that Africa acknowledges him as the best university student. You have the likes of people like Liman, like Rawlings, like Ajikum Kufuor, like Atta Mills, the very likes like Dramani Mahama and the likes of Akufo-Addo. I'm asking you, why are you not succeeding? Because of selfishness, number one. Because you have people that are selfish. We have run down everything we built. Valco is no more. We have run down the industrial composites of this country. We have run down factories like the in Sanwem Cannery. We have collapsed companies like the SIC, State Insurance Company. A company like State Housing. They tell me they are building houses. Can you compare your building of houses now to what Nkrumah did then? Housing scheme! We've run it down. And now, Oko Ministries, and you want something to be done, you need to pay bribes before that thing will be done. You have all these men, and yet you cannot succeed. I want to tell you a few things. Corruption have been one thing that have run us down. Corruption runs from the grassroots to the top. Everybody is corrupt. If you are telling me everybody is not corrupt, I want to ask you a question. With all these men that I mentioned their names, who pays for their campaign bills? They award contracts to people who are not qualified. We build shoddy and shallow projects. Yes, and then we construct a road, you know, that will be just out in 1 year. Because somebody needs money. When I look at most of the projects you are clapping for, it really amazes me because even the plan tells you that common sense was not applied. Not wisdom, common sense was not applied. Let me give you a very vivid example. Use the N1. You are going to East Legon. Why do you have to make a detour before Accra Mall before you go to East Legon? Common sense will tell you there should have been a road that diverts you off the main road straight towards Shiashi. Common sense must easily tell you that. But because Obi Didiwom, you know, the people don't like it and they cannot say it. I'm talking to you. The reason why all these people could not succeed, and Ghana is still crawling. the minor reasons is because we are a nation that cocaine can disappear. The door is locked. The door is locked. The people who are guarding are on post. Yet, cocaine disappears. If it doesn't disappear, it turns into cassava dough. I'm telling you. And so, it does not matter even if we put the brilliant mind on earth as our president. The people are unwilling. We have forgotten the scripture that says, in the day of his power, his people shall be willing. We have forgotten that word. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that a nation that in President Kufuor's tenure, we had city devaluation, was a revaluation. As it says, the dollar. $1 is equal to 1 cedi. $1 is equal to 1 cedi is equal to £1. Hey, yeah, dang! Then, as I speak to you, the pound is 6 cedis, 20 pesos, and the dollar is 5 cedis, 35 pesos. 35 pesos. 5 cedis, 35 pesos. As to the cedi. And you tell me! Because we have a nation. When I look at His Excellency the Vice President's initiative of this zip line drones, I cry for Ghana. I cry for this country. When they went to Rwanda, where drones are being used to disseminate medical supplies, didn't you see proper hospitals? Didn't you see proper health facilities where they are using drones? We don't even have hospitals. And we are using drones. What a sick nation. What a sick nation. Go to Kolebu, the one you pride in. Correct and pack the kind of bed that we need pad that so. Are we so poor, Ghana, to the point that we cannot even buy modern beds? And we are already paid billions to people to be flying drones. Flying drones. Drones for what? Why don't you build a proper hospital? Huh? Our leaders use $150,000 Land Cruisers. Driving in Accra. Do you need an SUV? They drive these cars. And we can buy common ventilators, MRI machines. You go to Kolebu and they said, our machine is down, so go to 37. Are you sick? Go to the High Barnet Hospital. Go to, Queen Mary Hospital. Go to the Cromwell Hospital in London. Go to hospitals like the St. Thomas Hospital, St. Edward's Hospital, Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Go and see proper hospitals. Ura hospital, that you will feel like you have come into a 7-star hotel. And because Ghana, you are not exposed to some of these things, you feel like your leaders are doing too well. I went recently to my MP. He lives just the next street. I went one day, just 3 weeks ago, and I went to say thank you. Thank you, Honorable, because where I was born, Tessano, and where I live and where this church is, we are receiving some lovely things. Our roads are fixed, our lights are on, our drainages are perfect. So I went to my MP's house to say thank you.
Why
should I be thanking my MP when I put him there to work for me?
Why?
Because subsequent leaders, they take over office and they don't want to do anything for this country. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, it is so sad. When I look at classrooms without tables and chairs, I want to ask Ghana, why can't all the public schools have all these very nice table and chairs like the private schools have? And look at basic amenities. We don't have it. And if you tell them to stop using the SUVs, they will tell you that the roads are not good. So use the money for the SUVs to fix the roads. Fix the roads. When I went to South Africa, I drove from the north to the south. And if we are going to, we are going to the north of Limpopo, the north of South Africa, we drive, almost like 7, 8, 9 hours. And we are driving on 6 lanes going, 6 lanes coming. A major road like Accra Kumasi cannot even have 3 lanes going, 3 lanes coming. A major road that it is a trunk road that Cote d'Ivoire, for all these people, they drive through it, going to a places like that. Sometimes I wonder when our leaders are campaigning for political power, I wonder when they drive through the roads if they are happy. Isn't the same leaders who will travel to London and drive on good roads? Isn't the same leaders who went to school in America and drive on good roads? Isn't the same leaders who take their girlfriends to Dubai and drive on good roads? Why can't they replicate it here? Why? And you are telling me that it is Ghana's 62nd anniversary. I'm telling you, there is nothing to celebrate. There is nothing to celebrate. And may I say, there was nothing to celebrate at Ghana at 50. It was a waste of money, a waste of time, a waste of resources. All the presidents we've flown in, we wasted this country's money. All the cars we bought during President Kufuor's tenure, the Chryslers, the Mercedes, the BMWs, it was a waste of money. And I'm telling you, His Excellency the President, your celebration of the Ghana at 60 was another waste of money, because there was nothing worth celebrating. We didn't have any fruit to show. A nation that is 62. Ghana, aye, inipa and cocoa pension. As I bring my message to a close, I want to tell everybody in this place, Ghana, you have sinned against God. What a bunny! When you're meaning, I'm telling you, sometimes it's so sad. A woman is going to deliver in a hospital, and they said that, you know, we need to transfer her to another place, but we don't have ambulance to transfer the lady, and the person will bleed and die.
Bleed and die!
They just bleed and die. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, hey, God will judge our leaders. God will judge from Nkrumah to Afrifa, Ankara. God will judge Oleno Akufo-Addo Senior. God will judge Busia. God is going to judge our leaders, including Rawlings, including Kufuor, including Atamils, Dramani Mahama, and this president. God will judge you terribly, very terribly. If somebody graduates as a nurse from Ghana and goes to the United States or United Kingdom, even your qualification does not match your colleagues there. You need to go and sit a 2-year course before you can match your colleagues. Look at the fallen standards of education. And you pride in this? I don't think so. You know, sometimes when they talk about, you know, all kinds of, you know, achievements, I really get amazed. When they come, they stand wearing designer suits and talking about the GDP growth of the one, the macro economy. You better stop this useless statistics. Why don't you replicate those figures in the pockets and the livelihoods of the people? Yeah. Stop the useless statistics. President is going to Kumasi. We can have 15 SUVs following him. Blowing petrol. I'm telling this government, we have 110 ministers. Now, with the created regions, we are going to add up to 100 and something with deputy ministers, up to about 130. Each of them taking home 15,000 Ghana cedis a month. 150 million a month. That is the, you know, base salary. And they are going to take in an official car. They are going to take in fuel at the expense of this miserable country. They are taking in a driver, a policeman, an official house, a garden boy in the house, and a maid servant in the house. One minister expenses times 130. That is the expense of you, Ghana. Now, Ghana for. Will na uye we na independence ma kwa kwa kofa komfo abegina microphone echi kremoni echi na microphone echi komfo no yi apa ye wie ye na nanom pramam for wie asase ya wie suo tano wie bruku wie e kan kwase asem sa akere wo men ye wie na kremoni aye ne de na afi sofo a wonnim ni left and right ye de na babegina na wonnim se nyame ye nim komfo a wotu ejan mamu moyo soka na wo fa maso kosi a want to atwaso miensane danso. God is a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children to the third and fourth generation. Listen, gentlemen, I'm telling you, that is why your prayers will never be answered. No buono when you make the shit. Isaiah 56, 9 to 12. Now, this is the message for God. This is the real message. Message at our 62nd anniversary. Read the word.
Oman no so chefo asochi.
Oman so ahwefo. Oman we ye so ahwefo o masochi. Read.
Ruam wadoma nyina.
Ruam e wadoma na.
Mumra embedidi.
Mumra mumedi
ham ham.
This is how our leaders eat. Ham ham ham. The little resources. We pounce on it. Ham ham ham.
But you say, "Kwa yamu mwadome nina."
Read.
Na we mfuwa ye ni frafo.
Wa yamfuwa. Wamu enye wa Ghana. Wamu ye ni frayefu. Tuanye. I want to tell this nation, if our laws, if there is really the rule of law, as our president normally quotes, if there is really the rule of law and not just political rhetoric, I'm telling you, the laws would have worked at Ablekuma, Ablekuma, whatever. Ayawa so wagon. The law could have worked. There would be no need for a presidential commission of inquiry. Because even that, we are paying for that also. We'll be deep on it and it comes to our expense. This is how Ghana. But see why we are for no any fryer for. Tell
you! One in a name day.
Woman na woman nim de. Woman nim de. Read.
One in a ya crame mum.
Woman ya crame mum.
Want to me mum.
Woman to me mum.
Why a nemu kasa for de da ho?
Why was your idea?
Nemu kasa for.
And nemu kasa for. Will be your kasa free nem. Why a nemu kasa for. And what's woman de da? We put people into power. They wild talk. Whilst they are in power, they are asking vote for us in the next term. But you have not even exhausted your time. You have the power. So work with it. Why are you looking for? Why can't Ghana have a president that says that we will fix the mess? Even if you don't vote for us, don't vote for us. Why can't we have one? Everybody is thinking of the next day and they give us shorty work. Can
they da penna?
One more penna. And you mean one conference as na yem penny if we da no more. And na and one more. Santi will be a woman cast you on my temple.
Why a number cast afford it?
Why your number cast afford at the ho?
Penna.
One more penna. Whoop. Whoop. Nipa. Sani musubanti and Osana Mompeni for subanti. Yena ya yase. Yaya and Cheng will make him go so. I took a boom boom. And I won't penny for no wa wote. Mupu. Read the word.
Now come on here for the pep for say.
Omiye de a.
Edu fudu
pe fo se.
Wonim omi.
Womun nim omi. Womun nim omi. Read the word.
Nyanchafo no so ni hunumu.
Omunso ese omiye nyansafo no. Bible se womun ni hunumu.
Won nyina adane dane won ani a church won akwan so.
Read it.
Obiara hwehwe ne mfa so.
Obia epene mfa so.
Obiara biara.
Obiara biara epene mfa so. Read.
Waka se momra moma yen kofa insa. Na yen rinsa den.
Ye be rinsa den. Yeah, by and now you win. Yeah, by win something. Read.
Now, ochina be yesene.
Ochina, be yesene. You be winning next year. You winning. I feel answer. You be see a mansion. Read the same scripture in English.
Okay.
Same scripture in English. Isaiah chapter 56, verse number 9 to 12. Read it.
All ye beasts of the field, come to devour.
Listen.
Yea, all ye beasts in the forest.
Listen.
His watchmen are blind.
His watchmen are blind.
They are all ignorant.
They are all ignorant.
They are all dumb.
They are all dumb.
Dogs. They come
dumb
back.
Dogs. They come back.
Sleeping.
They sleep.
Lying down.
Lying down.
Loving to slumber.
They sleep. Can't breathe from.
Yea, they are greedy dogs.
Greedy dogs.
Which can never have enough.
Greedy dogs are our leaders. MPP and NDC. Greedy dogs. If there is any group of people, it's NDC, MPP. Greedy dogs. Read the word.
Which can never have enough.
They can never have enough.
And they are shepherds that cannot understand.
Read it.
They all look to their own way.
They are all looting.
Every one of his gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine and will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day.
You see, tomorrow will be as this day. Will it? Go to chapter 57, verse number 3. And this one is not for your leaders. This one is for the people, the citizenry of Ghana. Hear the word of God. Read.
But draw near hither.
Draw near hither.
Ye sons of the sorceress.
Sons of the sorceress.
The seed of the adulterer.
You are seed of the adulterer.
And the whore.
In the hall.
Against whom do ye support yourselves? Support yourselves. Against whom make ye a wide mouth?
Read.
And draw out the tongue. Are ye not children of transgression?
Are you not children of transgression?
A seed of falsehood?
A seed of falsehood?
And flaming yourself with idols.
You are flaming yourself. Ghana. God.
Under every green tree.
Same scripture. Tia ye, we are Ghana for dia. Civil servants, mokaho. Public servants, mokaho. Aprusi for mokaho. Soja for mokaho. Moa, mo, motom, moa, money, mokaho. We did not want to watch in a bunting. Beach, no, I call road draws. I call near seal. Now, open some wine, the quantity pino. Pionia, can you hear me? I do not. Baby, I know my room with zip no more Jones. Mona minimal casa. We did not want to watch in a bunting. Ball is your suicide. Chem, no, I could fear with suicide. Let the cool be on malaria, but no moose and say, I'm gonna say, your devil, and your wa. Tanya, Tanya, what can I read?
Oh, my bra bonnie, it's just
on my own bra bonnie, read.
Namodia, Monchimbra,
Modua, when you miss out on pay, Monchimbra,
Oba Bay former,
Oba dear,
Oba Bay former,
Bay former, Negana for Moya, Oba Bay former. The Kenya me agent. Ghana muye obabe ifuom. Na mu doing some penny for the enkwa na ebeka. Ghana muye abe ifuom. Ghana me say we abe ifuom. Read the word.
Our self for German for asefo.
Our resire and your German for asefo ni Ghana for. Read.
Why won na mo grow?
Why na mo grow ne ho?
Why so na mo church?
Why me be say why? And I'm all grown at home. Here's your mason gram or some mugrun yamaho.
Why soon I'm a church of a noom?
Why not a church of a noom?
No more chum touch your
mucham attack him at 10.
And no, and yam ratone a trofo in Manamona. More on Manuso Yashia, Abusuniaho, Nia from Niasi,
Abusuniaho, a sweet town, hi. Barnsetta do I say, Ben Marketti, I walk school, what time? Now I cool crew, mammy, I roll draws it in to make him with the Oko. Who ye Jimmy for? Tanya! A bosom Jimmy Nipa! A Jimmy Ghana for! Ye dear bosomachi! A Jimmy! I'm telling you, Psalm 89, verse 14, my last scripture. And then we are close. I'm telling you! I'll catch him in the 62nd anniversary. It's not time! I'm a school for you. So, you're for Momo Munko Pedjuman. The police from Pedjuman. There is no need for any celebration. And for you, school, Munye. Sometimes I wonder, you know, it's so sad that our people, Kenya, our people, nurses, service, 1 year they are not paid. Teacher phobia, 1 year they are not paid. But the sector minister is receiving salary every month. Every month, and when they demonstrate, the sector minister said, plans are far advanced. Plans are far advanced. And you when you that you're penny for you are near the omar to play musia the omar hospital. You don't even have competence. Is that where we have come to? You don't even have the competence. Instead of going to pay dollars to other countries, why don't you fix yours? Fix and ultra modern. Huh? Yeah, sometimes I wonder why the government cannot hire people like Bishop Dag, who have churches all over the world and pastors all over the world and administrate all these people. The government need minds and brains like that to teach them how it works. Party people who have no expertise, they have no experience, they post them. Obi on my party, we need ISO ambassador. Only diplomacy will shit. Yeah, deny ambassador because here campaign one the team we can see. I see a semua.
Justice and judgment are the habitation of the throne.
I like the other version that says, righteousness and justice are the foundations of the throne of God. We can't go on the way you do, but we team of fun who she and God will judge all of you. Be careful. He said to Abraham, I'm the Lord God Almighty. Walk thou before me and be ye thou perfect. Who we are because a gun and you Christ to mind. Your drama and can go to the pharmaceutical and a job one penny for cut off Viagra. No one will be a SM. And you know, until I want to go to Bancron. Subancron, if we are not another one, no will be a brim, a brim, a brim, a brim. To be a juma, no abre. A jia dia juma, when you be Nadia juma. Will be brim 4 hours. Now we a nipa, who be a yeni. Tiania, a jamai, and our main crono, and our main. And no pay, a Kenya mea jacher, untiani. So you announce.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.